Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
Radio Rewind. Now we wait it. Radio Rewind. Now we wait it. Radio Rewind. Radio Rewind. The following content has previously aired on CJSF. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with fresh content. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse. Independent. Yours.
On behalf of CJSF, we are so thankful for all of the support and donations you guys have given us. Without your support, we would not be able to run our radio station and provide the opportunities we do.
CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, home of Burnaby Rock, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, high atop Burnaby Mountain in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. This episode was pre-produced at my gold mine in East Vancouver on the traditional unceded territory of the Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing rock and electronic music. This is episode 79 of the program, and it is an all-original and research episode. I expect to do one more research episode before the end of 2022, so I held off on all of my usual sources, saving them for the next one, and instead focused on digging back on Blaylock's indie rock playlist, and that is supplemented with a covenant search of artists who have previously appeared on this program to ensure I made my numbers. The Covenant stuff, that's in the first hour primarily. I found new stuff from Lee Paradise, Mount Kimby, Co-op, Mr. Elevator, and Daphne, the Caribou Project, and I did digbacks or a look at previous releases from Colleen, Crying High, New Fries, and Dardo. Hour 2 features returns from my dig back of Blaylock's indie rock playlist that went all the way back to March of this year. And there are also new releases from Dumb, Smirk, and Matt Postband featured on tonight's show. So I wanted to make a decent episode for tonight while still leaving plenty to research for my final new music episode of the year, which will be next month. At the same time as well, not totally kneecapping myself of new music going into 2023. Time will tell if this works out, but I have to say tonight's episode turned out really, really well. There's a ton of great new music on the show throughout. There are no randoms on the show tonight, making this the second episode of its kind where all the music in the two full hours is new or new to me. So that's what's happening tonight. The first hour is more rhythmic, and the second hour is chock-a-block with brand new indie rock tunes that will give you a sugar rush. Starting off the show tonight was a microcosm. It began with Tet Realm and Sue Sandal featuring Data Era. Then it was new Matt Postband. They have a new 4-song EP. It is called Up, 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 Left, Down, 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 Left, Up, 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 Left, Right. And that was The World, which is a totally awesome song. Then the set finished up with new stuff from Daphne. Of course, the side project of Caribou's Dan Snaith. Fun Drive is over for this year, and we did pretty well as a station. This show did better than ever. Thanks again to my parents for their generous donation. Sorry about the live radio, though. I had as many technical errors and uncomfortable moments as I figured I might have. The music was really good, though. I like the new format as an annual best-of show. So maybe I'll survive another year. And thank you to everyone who donated to the station.
Thank you.